It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Good morning, Will.
Morning, Lulu. You've been traveling.
I have been traveling. I've been down to Texas and back. I love Texas, by the way. What was last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener David Edelheit. I said, think of a word meaning a particular body of water. Change one letter in it to get a new word meaning a particular body of land. What words are these? Well, there was a clever answer, inlet to islet, I-S-L-E-T, kind of as a surprising answer. And then there was a less interesting answer, but just as good. It's bay to key, C-A-Y. So we accepted either one.
We received about 1,300 responses, and our winner this week is Joe Solman of Fairmont, West Virginia. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks.
So I understand you're a software test engineer at NASA, but your friends call you Tiger Joe.
Yeah, because tigers are a big passion of mine.
Cool. You like tigers?
Yeah. When I was a kid, it used to be the lion, but I was born under Virgo by a few days. I had to switch over to tigers.
All right. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go.
Okay.
All right. Tiger Joe, I'm going to read you two words. Think of a third word that can follow my first one and precede my second one, in each case to complete a common two-word phrase. And as a help, each answer starts with the letter O. For example, if I said grand and night, you would say opening to make grand opening and opening night.
Okay, the word goes in between.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Here we go. Number one is pecking, P-E-C-K-I-N-G, pecking and form.
Order.
Pecking order and order form is right. Number two is snake, well.
Snake and well.
It's a three-letter word.
Oil.
Snake oil, oil well is right. Oval, hours, H-O-U-R-S.
My goodness. Hours,
and
oval.
Oval is probably the easier part. Oval blank.
Oval O, I mean.
Uh-huh. Where does the president work?
Office.
Oval office, office hours, is it? Agent, juice.
Juice as an orange juice?
Oh, there you got the answer. An Agent Orange. Good. That's exactly
okay.
It.
All right.
Second, S-E-C-O-N-D. Second and poll, P-O-L-L.
Second observation, but that's probably not it.
No.
Second open, an open poll?
No.
You get a lot of these during election seasons.
That's the kind of poll. If you go to see a doctor and they say something, then you might get a second
opinion.
A second opinion, an opinion poll, is it? Soap and house. Soap and house.
Soap and house. Soap opera?
Soap opera. Opera house, is it? House and grinder.
Oh, okay, so this time the word comes after house.
And the easier one is blank grinder.
Little monkeys.
Oh, organ.
Organ grinder and house organ, is it? U.S. Sesame.
Sesame is in Sesame Street?
Uh-huh.
Open, U.S. Open.
That's it. Green rings.
Green onion and onion rings.
That's it. Polar, P-O-L-A-R. Polar and sex, S-E-X.
Oh, God, goodness. Of course, I think it's polar bear, but that's obviously not it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got to find a word that starts with O to link these two together.
Two things that are diametrically different.
Opposite.
Yeah.
Right.
There you go.
Okay, there we go.
Polar opposite, opposite sex. And here's your last one. Golden Knox. K-N-O-C-K-S.
Golden
and Knox. K-N-O-C-K-S.
Golden Opportunity and Opportunity Knox.
You got it. Good job.
Good job. And I got to tell you, that was a really fun puzzle. How do you feel?
Well, it actually was pretty tough because there aren't that many words that begin with O when you think about it.
It's true.
And certainly not that many words that begin with O that go with sex. So for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Joe, what member station do you listen to?
I listen to WVPM in Morgantown.
Tiger Joe Salmon of Fairmont, West Virginia, thank you for playing the puzzle.
And thanks. I had a lot of fun.
All right, Will, tell us next week's challenge.
Yes, it comes from listener Matthew Huffman. Name a well-known rock band in three words. Change the first and third letters to the first and third letters of the alphabet, that is A and C, and you can rearrange the result to name another famous rock band in three words. What is it? So again, famous rock band, three words. Change the first letter of the name to an A and the third letter of the name to a C, and rearrange the result to name another famous rock band in three words. What bands are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Valentine's Day, Thursday, February 14th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get a special Valentine to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Happy Valentine's Day, Will.
Same to you, Lulu. Thank you. Thank you.